Today on the KHSU Magazine, we have members of the Ferndale Community Choir stopping by the KHSU studio on their way to Carnegie Hall. I'm joined by choir founder and director Betty Deal, fundraising manager and performer Susan Deal McCarthy, and project business manager and performer David Carr. The Ferndale Community Choir has been invited to participate in a performance of Handel's Messiah at Carnegie Hall on Sunday, November 26th. And congratulations so much, everyone. I wanted to ask you, how did you all get to Carnegie Hall?
Practice!
Yay! Thank you for indulging me. And congratulations. That's such a big honor. And Betty, you're the founder of the Ferndale Community Choir. Tell me, when you founded the choir 48 years ago, did you ever imagine that you all would be performing in Carnegie Hall?
I had absolutely no idea.
So if you weren't shooting for Carnegie Hall, what was your goal for creating the community choir?
Well, 48 years ago at this time, we were preparing for our first Christmas concert. We joined together two Lutheran churches in Ferndale and presented our first concert. We had a great time doing the music together, and so we sang again in the springtime. And then we had people from the community saying, well, I'd like to sing too. And the Ferndale Community Choir was born. We have people that come from as far away as Trinidad and Willow Creek and Petrolia, and of course Fortuna and Lolita joining together in Ferndale to make music.
Wow, that's quite a long drive. It must be a really rewarding experience to be in the choir, especially now. So how did this invitation to Carnegie Hall, of all places, come about?
Well, this is Susan. And for about 15 or 16 years, my husband, who passed away recently, would record the choir. And then I would take those recordings, and we liked to listen to ourselves after the concerts and just critique how we did. And we call that our encore party. But I take those videos and put them on our website and on Facebook. The company, Distinguished Concerts International New York, saw our video and sent me a Facebook message asking if we'd like to come to Carnegie Hall.
Oh my gosh. They were seeking talented choirs and they found Ferndale.
They did. It was pretty funny because you know, you find something like that and you think, oh, perhaps this is a Nigerian prince asking for money. So I did some research and found out they were a real group. So I called my mother, Betty, at home. I said, you know, we have an invitation to sing at Carnegie Hall. And she said, would you call me later? I'm having tea with Elna right now.
She loves to tell this story.
I hung up the phone. I told my colleague at work, Betty just dissed singing at Carnegie Hall. At any rate, when we got together later and
Betty's rolling her eyes. I'm not sure. I don't know what the other side of the story is here, but we'll find out.
At any rate, we did get on the phone with the director of the group that finds musicians. And Dave came in with his eagle mind to just make sure that this was something we could really do. And we said, okay. And choir members were thrilled and delighted.
And so how many members of the Ferndale Community Choir are going to be performing at Carnegie Hall in a few weeks?
Well, we have 55 that we're sending. And in addition to them, we have another 29 who are VIP patrons. These are spouses and community members that want to go along as well. So we have 84 people that we are sending to New York next week.
Wow. Are you all flying out there? Are you caravanning? Or?
Well, most everybody has to fly, but we have a group travel arrangement with DCINY. And so we have 58 people that are flying together out of San Francisco on Thanksgiving morning.
Okay. And then while you're there, you're going to be rehearsing with the symphony there and the conductor and then and
with the other 400 people.
Yeah, there's 450 people in this choir, and the Ferndale Community Choir makes up 55. There's 55 of the 450. You have the largest choir in the whole performance. Who are you going to be performing with?
We don't know is the short answer.
Oh.
We won't be together necessarily with the people we usually sing with.
But there is a list of the different countries represented.
So what Betty was saying is that there are about 20 other groups, ensembles, or people
that are
coming in from all over the world.
Plus there are individuals who have sung before. And they've made this an annual kind of experience. They come back to perform again in the production.
Oh, wow. So you'll be singing Handel's Messiah with people from all over the world then?
Yes.
Yes.
So have any of you actually been to Carnegie Hall before?
Never.
We do have one performer who did sing about 20 years ago, Messiah at Carnegie. So.
Oh, really? Okay, do they have any advice for you?
practice.
Right.
Get used to climbing steps.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a rigorous rehearsal schedule when we get back. And we have choir members of all ages, from I think 17 to in their 90s, who are going. We have 2 days of 4-hour rehearsals, and then we have a dress rehearsal and then the concert on the third day. So it is not an adventure for the timid. It's a rigorous event, but we're so looking forward to being able to just be in one of the most famous concert venues in the world.
Yes.
And to be able to sing absolutely glorious music with a symphony orchestra. We get excited when we have a timpani playing in our concerts. To have an entire symphony orchestra it'll just be amazing.
Yeah. Oh, well, congratulations on this incredible opportunity. And it's exciting, too, that you'll kind of be ambassadors of, you know, maybe the U.S. or California or Ferndale.
Certainly Ferndale.
Yes. Yeah. So what will you tell people about where this choir is from?
Go ahead.
On our website, I say that we are about 5 hours north of San Francisco, and if you drive much further, you'll end up in Oregon. That we're right on the coast, and the town that birthed this choir is just 1,400 people, which is fewer than the number of people who can sit inside Carnegie Hall. It is a place of a lot of creativity and people who are willing to come together. I think one of the most remarkable things about this experience has been the community support for us. We have had just amazing support from community members, from foundations, from the Ferndale Rotary Club, from all sorts of different groups. The Ferndale Enterprise has been very generous in promoting our fundraising efforts.
Yeah, when we were first approached about this, the numbers were pretty daunting because the package, including travel and you know, a basic fee that goes to DCINY, runs about $2,000 per performer. So,
wow.
You know, extend that up and you're into a pretty big number. But we've been blessed by just tremendous support from individuals and organizations in the community. And we've been able to raise about 75% of what each performer needs.
That's very generous. So when you're... You've got people from all over the county driving to Ferndale to practice. What do you think or what do you get from singing, and what do you think the benefit is of participating in a community choir, aside from an amazing experience of performing at Carnegie Hall?
Well, for me personally, it's a great outlet, you know, to relieve stress, and there's something magic that happens when you sing with other people. Mm-hmm. You know, you can sing by yourself, but it's just not the same. To make beautiful music in harmony with other people is as good as it gets. It's really nice.
Mm-hmm. I think choral music in particular is a practice that requires people working together, and it requires attention to the director, and it requires a lot of sensitivity to other people. And when you do that together, it creates bonds between people that I don't think you find anywhere else. Choral singing is a remarkable experience.
I would second that. There's a thing singing in a choir means that everybody is dependent upon each other, and you develop a very close feeling. And I have the joy of taking a piece of music and bringing it to life, to be able to make wonderful music. It's exciting. Every year, people ask how I can do the same thing for so long, but it's never the same thing because it's always new music and it's new people that we're working with, and it's always a joy.
I just wanted to say that, you know, the choir would not be going to Carnegie Hall without our director, who I am delighted to be able to say is my mother. She brings the feeling of the music out in us more than any director I've ever sung under. She makes the music alive to us, and I think that goes out to our audience. And, you know, we call our concerts celebrations in song, and I think that is felt by the people who hear us.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful experience, and people will be able to see you fresh from your return from Carnegie Hall on December 2nd and 3rd in Ferndale and December 10th in Eureka. And you've got that information on the ferndalechoir.com website. So is anyone planning to go ice skating at Rockefeller Center by any chance?
They'd better do it after
right. The
concert.
No broken ankles. Okay, well, David, Betty, and Susan, thank you so much for coming. I hope that you have a wonderful experience, and you've obviously found your way to Carnegie Hall by what now?
Practice.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.